A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, I'm Adam Pacitti from Cult.
Hello.
What's that?
Hello, my honey. Hello,
Joined. Good. That's just my voice.
No, it's not even
puberty was not kind to me. We all know that. Joined by horrible bully Jack the Jobber.
Hello.
And horrible bully Ross Twaddell, the Cultolic Heavyweight Championship. How are we all doing today?
I predicted Tamina to win.
Yeah, I don't know what you were thinking there. You can't even say, hey, I was going with my heart, because you don't even really like her. I know you say you do, but she's obviously
she's my favourite wrestler at the minute.
She's dreadful. She has been just the talking over nonsense.
Fantastic.
You know what? I think there are only two teams that are going to win that.
It's one or the other, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll get
but
to it.
But just a calm picture, Tamina at the end going, yeah! well, she would go.
This could be the shortest reign ever, I believe.
No, I've held it since December.
I'm going to put it down there. Okay.
Because it interferes with the light.
And Jack the Jobber.
Hello, I'm all right.
You good? Yeah, excited for Elimination Chamber?
Yeah, always like a pay-per-view. not as excited as I was for the Rumble, because that's the Rumble, but it's a necessary speed bump on the road to WrestleMania.
I would argue with the word necessary there.
Okay.
I think we do with just one.
I don't think we need any.
Maybe not.
Why do we need two pay-per-views?
Yeah. So these are our 9 pitches for Elimination Chamber. It's not what we think's going to happen. It's what we want to happen. Sort of. Ross, do you want to go first?
Cancel Baron Corbin against Braun Strowman.
Ding, 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 ding. Next, Jack the Chopper. Go on.
We're in this new era where we need to see pay-per-views that are 4 to 5 hours long for some reason. When we're watching these pay-per-views that are 4 to 5 hours long, I don't feel like I'm getting more for my money. I feel like I'm just sitting there watching things that are unnecessary and things that I've probably seen on Raw before, or things like this match that I've seen on a pay-per-view before. And in recent weeks, the story has just been big man beats up one big man, other big man beats up the other big man, and back and forth and back and forth.
I don't know what to say either. It's a weird thing. You touch upon there not feeling value for money. Do you think that's the reason that these super long pay-per-views are happening?
Somebody out there sometime in the not-too-distant past mentioned the length of the content being important.
Sure.
For some reason. I can't remember what the reason was. So that's why the pay-per-views have to be 7 hours every time.
It makes sense with, like, YouTube, for example. Watch time is the key thing now.
Yeah.
Getting your watch time up. Lots of hours watched. Whereas with WWE and the network, it doesn't matter. Like a 2-hour pre-show where there are two matches.
Like, who do they answer?
Sometimes
who do they answer to for their network? Like who's the
it's
the
their
overlord?
Own thing. No, it's their own thing.
So anything goes.
Yeah,
they'll have to buy to some code though, surely. Some governing body.
As far as sort of the content that they're providing,
yeah, like where that would matter, like how
all it matters is to the investors, right?
Yeah,
you're answering to your investors when you're a corporation like WWE. But yeah, it's really frustrating. And when there are matches on a card, there's always matches that you're going to be less excited about. But it seems more often now that there are matches that you actively don't want to see.
I mean, I thought we'd seen this match, Corbin versus Strowman, a million times, but it turns out there's only been one singles match.
You mentioned that, I was flabbergasted. Which
was that the one where everyone else got involved?
Yeah, and that wasn't technically a singles match, but it's just that every week they're in a tag team match or in a segment talking to each other, and just nobody's... I don't know if it's Baron Corbin, because everything he seems to get involved with just seems to go fall flat on its arse.
Which is a shame, because he's a great heel.
Yeah.
He's improved drastically over the past couple of years. I think he's great.
I think it's about getting Braun on the card, isn't it? They can't be seen without having Braun on the card. If this, I guess, leads to, as you predicted, a Drew interference, and then we get a WrestleMania match between two big guys, that could be a good match.
That's all right if it leads to something, but this just feels like
Raw.
It's just... I was thinking about it last night. I just think it's just going to be Braun Strowman making a mockery of Baron Corbin for a bit.
Again.
For 10 minutes, and that'll be it.
I can't wait for this to be 5 stars. Unbelievable match. They're both bringing out moves we've never seen them do before. Spanish flies off the top. No, you're right. No, you are right, aren't you?
It's 100% yes from me. I don't want to watch it. I just don't.
It's a yes from me as well, but there's an inkling of hope because it's got that no DQ stipulation, which you argued previously makes it less exciting, actually, because you think there'll be more chance of shenanigans.
Yeah, you know what? I said to me, originally I said it makes it more predictable because it means that Braun is just going to kill everybody and then still win, but maybe it doesn't. It's an addition to the match that they're obviously trying to make it a little bit more exciting, but for me, the storyline just isn't there, so I don't care.
Okay.
I don't think anything could change that at this point. You could make it a TLC match. You
Braun Pantley, I'd be interested.
Yeah.
Braun Pantley?
Those two. Yeah.
Not just to see Braun.
Three stages of hell: Braun Pantley, stink face match, and end it with a
chocolate mousse and a paddling pool.
That one,
Hogpen. Love a hogpen match, me.
Tuxedo match.
Because Braun's got previous dressing up like a lady in some negligee.
As a rosebud, was this?
I can't remember what it was. I think it was Wonder Woman.
No, he did. Yeah, the backstage photo. Yeah, yeah.
Had a corset on.
Yeah.
Oh, was it a party?
Little panties.
Scrap the match. Agreed.
Yeah.
Jack, you're up.
I'm going to go for Becky Lynch should crash the night at some point and just tear it up. Cause hell. Tear up some hell. So, do you remember that takeover? I can't remember which one it was. Maybe San Antonio, where Rollins just came in out of nowhere and just went, Joe's going to take over. And then Triple H sent out the boys, and then it built to their match at WrestleMania.
Yes.
I think Becky should do that. Not during a match, maybe necessarily to take away from it or whatever, but just in a talking segment, interrupt Graves and whoever's talking, and just hold the situation hostage for a bit. Not him from Jersey Shore, just hold the arena hostage for a little bit.
Solid.
And then proper kicks off. She has to run away or get taken out or whatever. Charlotte might come along as well. But I think Becky needs to stamp her authority on this pay-per-view.
It's a no from me.
Oh, interesting.
I love the idea. It's too early. Okay. People are being toyed with at the moment. People are buying into this. People are getting worked. If it happens now, it's like a Punk going away for two weeks and then coming back. They could have stretched that out for 3 months. They need to be stretching that out until Fastlane. She should hijack Fastlane, if any pay-per-view.
I would argue that if she hijacked this one and then it got stifled and then she's taken out, kicking off and stuff, but she doesn't get to do whatever she wants to do with a cut her mic or something.
She just got suspended on Monday.
Okay.
I love the idea as well. I really do, but I think it's like, play with us a bit more.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes, because it's an opportunity. I hesitate to say it because it's another comparison to Stone Cold, but it's an opportunity to do one of those Austin moments that people will talk about for 20 years.
But why
now?
The Guinness truck.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
The Morris Marina. What are the cars that Irish people drive? I don't know. An Opel. Driving on an Opel. but yeah, why now? Because it's wrestling.
Sure, but wrestling's about stories, and do you not think it'd be a better story?
Imagine if, Vince just decked her.
We're
sort of toying with the idea of intergender stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Imagine if a 70-year-old man just slapped her, and she's like, "You ruined my event!"
Which surely leads to a match between Becky Lynch and Vince McMahon at WrestleMania.
Tell me you don't want to see
Lynch
that.
Lynch versus Vince.
That's
brilliant.
Yeah, I do want to see that, but I think I'd like to see her win the Raw Women's title more.
No, maybe this is 36 with the Vince versus Becky match
for
the championship.
Yeah, maybe he crashes after she's won the title. Strips it of her immediately.
Slaps.
Why am I indulging you again? I always do this.
I'd like to see it just because... an outside the box. That's what I've been calling for all year, for a while. Is just more outside the box stuff. Not part of the boring formula on Raw and SmackDown. So yeah, something outside the box, something big, something elaborate, something that costs a bit of money.
Sure. Wonga.
Sorry, yeah, it's a no from me. It's half a point. I don't know how we do this still. Ding, whatever.
Clunk.
My first one, we're going from Ross's match that we definitely don't want to see to one that I absolutely do want to see. And after their fantastic showing on Raw, I want to see the Revival have a match, not on the pre-show, on the main card.
Oh, they're
an
not
impromptu
on the card.
Match. No, they're not on the card.
I've just realized.
And that's a disaster because although Kofi has maybe taken a little bit of the shine off them because he's now the hot guy this week, if that SmackDown match hadn't happened, we would just be talking about the Revival this week. And I want to see the Revival in a match. I don't know.
That's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm going to say. No.
Because there's no story,
against
right?
Against the B team, against the Lucha House Party, against...
You know what? Yeah. Against the Lucha House Party, and they trash them in 10
Sam
seconds. There you go. It doesn't need to be a big match. They just need to say, hey, we are the Bollocks. We're the Revival. Yeah. And we own this tag division now. A tag division that has been dreadful for so, so many months now.
Shove your Lucha House rules up your conquistadors.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. They're doing the whole shooting with the belt thing. Keep doing that. Say it's been a mess.
I'm on board now. As long as it's the Lucha House Party.
Yeah,
can't
sure.
stand them.
Oh,
now they call them the Hoocha House Party.
All great wrestlers.
Hooch is a great drink.
I mean, Hooch is a wonderful drink.
I'll be drinking
drink.
Hooch on Sunday, I've decided. Because in the Tesco down the road, Adam, and I don't know if your local Tesco might do this as well, 58 pence off. There's a sign.
Per can?
Per bottle.
I had a tropical Hooch on the beach the other day.
Never had one.
It was delicious.
They're all delicious, but I've never had the tropical one.
You went to the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Went down to North Tyneside?
Tyneside.
Went down to Tynemouth. No, I didn't. I went to Whitney Bay. Whitney Bay.
Did you go to the ice rink?
No, I went to the arcade.
Nice.
Lovely little day out on my own. I almost said it's a yes from me. It's my pitch. Yeah. Ross, yes?
Yeah, yeah. As long as it's Lucha House Party.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Ross, you're up.
To the Women's Tag Team Championship Chamber thing we go. I want to see Bayley turn on Sasha Banks.
Okay.
Not just because of the predictions competition, but because I want to see Bayley as a heel, because that intrigues me greatly.
I was saying this to Adam the other day. I've thought of how that will happen if it happens, and it will happen like this. I've worked it out. Don't worry.
Then. It's good, this.
Thank you. So, you know how Sasha's been injured and stuff? Bayley's had a carrier recently in matches.
This is what I'm thinking as well. I'm sick of your crap, Sasha. Letting the side down.
Right. So, they lose at the last minute to, like, Nia and Tamina or whoever. And they're in the ring afterwards. They're all devastated. And Sasha's like, I'm sorry. But he's like, it's all right. Gives her a hug. Bayley to Bayley. That's how it, yeah.
I'm a hugger now.
I love it as well. I just said it was brilliant. But the Bayley to Bayley is the worst finishing move, perhaps, in WWE.
But it is her finisher.
Yeah, it is her. I get that. There's no impact to it, too, is there?
The transition from the hug.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm all for that.
Oh, yeah.
But she has to do something. Crossface.
Yeah, she has to do something afterwards as well.
I can't imagine what it would be. Bayley as a heel. Like, what would that look like?
Is it too Sami Zayn?
On the predictions, you could go down the annoying route.
Yeah.
But I want to see like a dark Bayley. Like
emo Bayley.
Bayley.
It's just hip puberty.
Yeah. I've been proven
she starts
wrong
wearing,
on
like,
this.
Hardy Boys merch from 2001.
Lita with a thong up and everything.
Oh, man.
I can't picture it. But I can't see it working. Like Sammy, I was proved wrong though.
Yeah.
Because we didn't think that would work either. But a dark Bayley,
she's got a kid's face.
She can't be like, ooh. It needs to be cringeworthy if it's going to work.
Maybe they're bringing Izzy.
What, and have a
trash
heel, Izzy?
Heel faction.
Oh, it's a heel faction.
Nobody likes Izzy. Nobody likes Izzy.
But no, you've got more of a hatred towards this little girl than anyone else.
Respect, take over respect match. Go back and watch that. But the heel turn would get off to a fantastic start, as in the predictions by Bayley knifing. Switchblade Bayley. Knifing the Bayley buddies. That's a great start. People will be upset about that.
The big wacky waving, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a yes from me.
Just the intrigue. Just how they would do it, I don't know. How she would do it, I don't know.
It's a no from me, sadly, just because I'm going the more boring route. Because I'm not too much of a risk taker with my fantasy booking. And we know that Sasha and Bayley works as a feud when Sasha's the heel.
Yeah.
And I just think Sasha's a great heel. She made Izzy cry. When she came out of the car with all the big men, that was really good as well.
That was legit boss, that.
That was great.
Yeah. And not enough people have seen it, right? Just because it was NXT, it was at a time that NXT wasn't watched by as many people. Certainly casual fans won't have seen it.
We saw Team Bad.
That's very true. We did see Team Bad.
No, I'm gonna go with a yes. Because you're right. I don't want to see the feud just rehashed from back in the day. I want to see a new angle on it, and the new spin
just
will be...
Just a written apology instead will do for last year's crap.
Oh, I thought you meant me for switching my vote back.
No. From WWE to us, the fans.
Right.
From Dr. Shelby.
I'm sure we're getting that. it's a yes from me.
It's a yes from me as well.
Jack, you're up.
So it doesn't work. I thought of this earlier in the week before it had been moved to the pre-show. Mine concerns the Cruiserweight Championship match between Buddy Murphy and Akira Tozawa, which we all know that Buddy Murphy's probably going to win, unless one of you have predicted... No,
Can't bet it against the bloody Juggernaut.
Yeah.
That was full on cockney at the end.
Juggernaut, hey. I think that I like what they do sometimes, and they do it more often in NXT and in Japan than they do in WWE. But where it's just a simple story where someone's won or retained the belt, and then the next challenger just comes along and stands there and is like, I'm next now.
They don't do that enough.
Not as often.
Who you got in mind?
Tyler Bate.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. Tyler.
He's the 205 Live needs some new faces in the title picture. Yeah. I can't think of anyone better than Tyler Bate.
It looks like it's going to be Tony Nese next after his win in the main event this week. But
I thought they had a plan together.
Who?
Yeah.
Tony and Buddy.
Oh, maybe they do.
Is that where they're going the whole time?
Yeah, I guess we're going to get that first, but I'd rather just see a new face.
Yeah. I think Tyler Bate's a good one. He's not got the tag titles now with Trent Seven.
Yep.
They lost. Well, they didn't. They never won them. They lost to Zach Gibson and James Drake. So he's got, I think, a little singles run for him would be good.
I think it's incredibly unlikely. Obviously, it's incredibly unlikely. But just because he's so deeply ingrained within the NXT UK brand, I can't see him doing 205 Live stuff, but I'd love to see
it. And think how good the match would be between those two as well.
God,
that's really good. Yeah.
Is there anyone else you can think of? Pete? Is Pete under 205?
Well, he's the bruiserweight, but I don't think...
They wouldn't have him on 205.
I agree.
Bigger things for him.
I can't... Travis Banks, but...
Yeah.
I think Tyler Bates...
I think Tyler's the best shout. A real Devlin, good, like, pure baby face versus the despicable Buddy Murphy. Yeah.
Which, Buddy Murphy, to be fair to him, he's a heel on 205 Live, but when it comes to his title matches on pay-per-view, everyone just goes, that was a great match.
Yeah.
I think Matthew made that point recently. So it would be nice to see him be a bit more of a straight-up heel.
Agreed.
Well.
Mm. Again, 100% yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't know what else to say.
Great. Get in. See you there, Tyler.
Cheers, Tyler, mate. Thank you. Tyler, mate. He's my friend. Adam. It's your turn.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So mine is going back to the Women's Tag Team Elimination Chamber match. And despite my prediction being Bayley and Sasha, because those are the two that I think they're going to... They have to have a Women's Tag Team title match at WrestleMania. Introducing it at this point, it needs to be on at WrestleMania. It really needs to be on the main card. And I can't see anyone
Tamina.
Else. I can't see anyone other than Bayley and Sasha taking that place because they're the two biggest stars in that match. But...
They will challenge Nia and Tamina.
No, I hope not. You know what I'd like to see? It's a bit too early. I was going to say bring up Shayna and... No. I want to see the Iconics win it because, as I mentioned in the predictions...
You've got to be joking me.
Joking.
You got a jealous me?
They're so great together. They're so good. And it comes down from, what do you say, 13 years of actually being
14
friends.
14
and their 20s.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what the promo
they,
package
they hated each other at school
Did
because
they
were both into wrestling and both wanted to prove that they were the bigger wrestling fan. And then they got chatting. That's they nice. Loved each
Sad.
Other.
Nice. Oh. Sad bastard.
It's the nicest story since Enzo and Cass used to ball together in New York.
Did you know they actually?
I don't know if it's kayfabe or not, but the story was they used to play basketball together in the streets.
They hated each other.
Yeah, they do now.
Enzo Moore is like 4'3", isn't he?
Yeah, basketball.
Yeah, but imagine, you just all you need to do is just pass it to Cass and
Big
then Cass just
goes,
go
on, put it in the basket, baby.
Wow. They did like the cinema sneaking into it thing. One basketball jersey. Well, secretly Enzo is on his shoulders. It was just one bloke.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to see the Iconics win because I think they're terrific together. I love the fact that they're constantly given promo time on SmackDown. Whenever they do it, they'll do a picture-in-picture or they'll have some backstage promo. They're so great on the mic. I think they would be really good heely tag champions. And you know what? They really deserve it because they've improved a lot in the ring and they are thoroughly detestable and people fall for it.
Oh, I like them. But is it because they're good?
At the beginning, I was just, oh man, this is cringeworthy. It took me about 3 weeks to be like, oh, okay, that's what it is. It's great. So I'd like to see them win. They're not going to, but that's what I want.
Hey, they might.
Yeah, they might.
Do you know who doesn't think they'll win?
Ross Waddell. Jack the Jobber.
Our old friend Findlay.
Findlay Martin, why doesn't...
Well, he just tweeted out of nowhere last week. There was a picture of them after SmackDown looking at the belts or whatever.
Yeah.
And he just tweeted a screenshot of that and put, in your dreams, at Peyton Royce, at Billy Kay.
Oh, he added them?
Yeah.
Findlay? He was such a nice guy.
He was so lovely. I know.
Hates Australians.
And Mick Foley. Lie to the fans.
Oh, yeah, he lied to the fans. Ross, what do you think?
If we were doing these predictions here, just for the bants of it all, the Iconics would be my pick.
Because you like them the most.
Yes. But since they never win matches in wrestling, you can't really pick them, can you? But they were encapsulated for me on SmackDown where they stood on the apron and did nothing in a match where if they got involved and lost, they would be in the chamber first.
Clever. Yes, thinking heels. It's logic, nice to see.
Logic in wrestling. So for that alone, they should win. But yeah, just imagine the mileage that you get out of it. It's sort of like Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn or Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho sort of vibe doing it. It's sort of like the skits and shenanigans that can get up to. So yeah,
they could use that formula in the chamber itself. We've seen it before where the chamber they hide in the chamber for as long as they can. I'd like to see that. And if they then
lock
like
themselves in with a boomerang.
Hey, there you go. Australian. So is that yes,
like Sheamus but properly?
Yeah. Oh, I love that so much. Jack,
I'm gonna go for a no just because it contradicts my last one.
Oh, come on. Well, that's not in the spirit of the show, is it? No.
Sorry.
Integrity.
Ross, you're up.
Well, I initially thought this one aged like milk, but it turns out if it's done properly, it's aged like fine wine.
Ooh.
I want the Usos, win, lose, or draw, to lock Shane McMahon and The Miz in jail in a penitentiary.
After what happened yesterday, I'm going to say it's unlikely, but it would be...
But we're in this era of the revival, working the marks, that all stuff.
The Usos don't do that.
The revival of us,
the
release.
Team,
here's the tag team championships. The Usos have legitimate, well, Jimmy, sorry, has been legitimately arrested last night as we sat here.
Uh-huh.
How funny would it be if he locked two other people up in jail?
Talk me through what this penitentiary looks like. Is this in the arena? Have they built it in a stock room in the back?
It would be on a cart. Just, you know, the child catcher in there.
Yeah.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yeah. That kind of vibe. But,
nice.
You know, 2019 version would be on
a sick
motorbike instead of a horse and carriage or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
So they entice Shane and Miz in with sweets, and then they're like, ooh,
so they're going to drive it down. I think them driving it down is a bad idea.
Win, lose, or draw. Oh, imagine that. That'll be their entrance. What an entrance that is.
Naomi drives them the wrong way, and they're like, oh, man.
Shirt off, squaring up with the ref.
But my thinking was... Initially, before the Jimmy thing happened, because we wrote these yesterday, didn't we, before it all kicked off. Imagine the weeks of entertaining segments with Miz and Shane in jail.
Yeah, best friends still.
Wait, but how once the Usos have locked them up...
Oh, it wouldn't be jail, would it? It'd be like... The Usos have just kidnapped them. But the police wouldn't come. It's wrestling, it's fine.
Edge kidnapped Paul Bearer for months.
Yeah, nobody cared.
Yeah. No,
I love it. Yeah.
It's wrestling, isn't it? Silly wrestling. Just imagine them locked up in a little room together.
Great skits.
Wearing, yeah. That's what my thinker was initially before this all kicked off.
It's quite sinister. Like chained to the radiators.
Yeah. Just Shane eating raw meat. That's what he does in real life, apparently.
Yeah. Well. At least he drinks a lot of water. He has a yes for me.
Oh, it's a no for me. But
oh, it's a no. You killjoy.
Well, okay. I want Shane and Miz to keep those belts.
But Naomi driving down the wrong way is a nice
touch. They could still... The users don't have to win.
Win, lose, or draw, they could attack them.
The belts are in there with them, and the trophy in the corner.
I've still got to give it a no, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Jack, you're up.
Well, you said the Iconics should win the Chamber. Mm. I think the Riot Squad should win the Chamber.
Okay.
I don't know how Ruby Riott factors into it, because she's got a match also against Ronda Rousey, which she's probably going to lose.
Probably.
Yeah. But I think that Sarah Logan and Liv Morgan should win, because I think that Ruby could get involved in some way. She could do a Shawn Michaels, she could hide under the grate, or she could like get in. I don't know how, but I just feel like they've really proven themselves over the past few months, and they all got tattoos of the day that they teamed for the first time or something as well.
God, if they're doing that for that, what and would they do if they win the championships?
And the wedding was lovely, wasn't it? It's great.
Yes, the wedding was. Yeah, yeah.
Not
yeah,
sure how that fits in, but...
No, I don't understand what you're saying. What is this? Like... You think they're nice people and they got tattoos?
I feel like out of all of them, based on who deserves to win the most, it's Sasha and Bayley. But I want to see them feud, so I don't think they should win. I think the next ones for me who deserve it are the Riot Squad. They show genuine concern for each other. Remember, Liv Morgan went flew through that table and they were all like, "Oh my god, that's just." I just think they should win. It would be nice.
I agree.
Liv Morgan's improved loads as well.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
She's one of the most underrated on the roster, I think.
Yeah.
She only does 5 minutes of wrestling a week, but she always does one thing that's really, really impressive.
Yep. She does the little things.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
No, but the big things.
Yeah.
In a little period of time.
Yeah.
Little big things.
Yeah.
That was a game, that wasn't it?
Moves are easy.
Little Big Planet.
Little Big Planet. That's where Liv Morgan lives.
I'm going to say no, because I'm going to do a Jack the Jobber, because it contradicts mine.
That's all right, you know?
But I like it. I wouldn't be anti those two winning at all. I think they're great.
Yeah, I'll say a yes.
Oh,
okay. Even though I want the Iconics to win.
Yeah, okay.
But I wouldn't mind if the Riot Squad won, because it would be a nice moment.
Mm-hmm.
Why have I said that like that?
Oh,
it's late, isn't it? It's Friday.
My final one is going back. to the men's elimination chamber. And that is for Kofi Kingston not to win, but absolutely make it to the final two with Daniel Bryan. It's the sensible thing to do. It should happen. I think it will happen. We know that Kofi holds a pinfall victory now over Daniel Bryan. He can do it. And when Daniel Bryan topples him with the help of Rowan, maybe Harper, maybe even Bray, who knows? That will be a fantastic moment, and it will keep Kofi's momentum going. I do think... It feels weird to say that, hey, it's too early for Kofi to win the title. 11 years. It's not too early, obviously, but in the terms of this storyline, let's drag out a little bit more.
Yes, he should lose now and then be put in like a number one contenders match at Fastlane, that he wins.
Yeah.
And then he gets the title match at WrestleMania.
I'd love to see that as well. Either that or a triple threat between Kofi, AJ, Bryan.
Yeah.
I think would be tremendous. Yeah. So that's my pitch, is quite simply for Kofi to make it down to the final two.
Get a few eliminations as well.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for you.
No, I need to make a correction from the predictions video. I said that Bryan will enter the chamber last.
Oh, of course, it's Orton.
Can't. It's Orton. Yes. Thank you for pointing that out. Awesome. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Initially, I was loving the thought of Kofi winning the championship on Sunday and then just dropping it to Bryan because he's not going to be in the WrestleMania main event. But if they build it properly over the next 6 weeks, he should absolutely be in the WrestleMania main event.
Yeah.
Triple threat or something like that. I could see with Allen as well.
It's a weird thing where maybe the storyline is a little bit too similar to Becky, in that you're talking about two underutilized talents who probably deserve this a lot sooner. Maybe those stories are a little bit too similar. I mean, they're still different enough for it to work.
Yeah.
But
I don't mind that.
I don't mind it either.
I don't know if Kofi, Rollins and Becky all won at WrestleMania, would that be too happy? No, it's WrestleMania.
You want that one big memorable babyface moment at
Becky.
WrestleMania. Yeah, it will be Becky. Yeah. And it's going to overshadow. Brock's winning anyway, it doesn't matter.
No, he's not. The Shield are going to help Seth win.
Oh, I'd love that. I would love that. Kofi Kingston to make it to the final two.
Yes, agreed.
Wonderful stuff. Can't wait for Elimination Chamber. As always, tune in for our coverage. We've got WTF Moments, we've got Grady, we got What Happened At, all coming next week. Thank you very much for tuning in. Enjoy the show. See you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.